minutes?
I approve.
Anybody make a motion? She's making a motion.
I second that emotion.
Second, all those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye, opposed, same sign. Interested citizens, I see about six, so this will take all night. Projects. Ms. Jill, I know you're just settling in.
I'm trying to find a pen. I rearrange. Oh, what do we got first?
Have you had a chance to do anything with the landmark or the corner?
Yes, I am in contact with Pastor Linda at the Faith Lutheran Church.
Cool.
In fact, not because I need to know, she's interested, she likes the idea, but she says she needs to bring it forward to, to the church council president. Their next meeting is October 11th. They can put it on the agenda. So I said I would get back to her on the kind of details as to what kind of marker, where, you know, what.
Does somebody need to be there from KPIC at that meeting?
I volunteered to go if she wants, if they want somebody there, I volunteered already. So I just need, I told her tonight, we were meeting tonight, that we can discuss more in detail of what kind of marker we were thinking about, that way we can tell.
Does everybody have their microphones on?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
There we go.
Sorry.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, you want to have a discussion on what kind of?
Yeah, so I said I would get back to her and let her know what we discussed, and then I'll be willing to come to the meeting if they would so like. Yes.
On the other markers was money. How did that get taken care of?
Well, the other markers are much bigger.
Right.
This one we are talking about much smaller.
Right.
I think the idea for this one would just be like a 4x4 post with something on top of it. Like a brass, well, we wouldn't really want to do a brass marker.
Right.
It's stolen. So we have to, we could maybe, we would want to do.
Could we do something like the flood history sign, only smaller?
I think even that's too big.
Well, I mean, you know, 8x12 or something.
I think it needs to be smaller than that, because if you're talking about the corner,
right,
it's going to get traffic, people, and it's going to get kicked. So I'm thinking nothing that hangs over anything.
Okay.
So we can work with Public Works, but I would say you could go to the council meeting and say, we're thinking just putting something on top of a post.
What?
You know, be 4x4, or, you know, maybe a circular looking plaque that says donation, land claim, and the names.
Would,
Which would be Thomas Dev Kaiser, correct?
And isn't it,
it's both.
It was the boy,
James
this, yeah,
and Thomas.
Yeah.
So that you have those two names on it and donation land, corner donation land claim.
Right. And I did explain the actual corner is in the middle of River Road.
Right.
We just can't make memorialize that.
Would it be more logical in this, I don't know, because putting a post up means, you know, there's going to have to be a labor and all that good stuff. Would being maybe putting something on their building?
Well, what if they decide to tear the church down at some time?
Well, then that would be something we would bring up at a further point when that ever happens.
But I think we should check with Public Works. I don't think that putting a post in is going to
is an issue or an expense. Yeah. Okay, that would just be my only thing since we have no money.
Our legal department will say we have to have an easement.
Right.
So if we get into complications, we may need to go back. Or when you were at the meeting, you could tell them that. What we want to do is a little post right there on the corner, but if it involves legal things with easements and all that, that we might come back and ask them if it's okay if we put a little sign on their building or something.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about cost. Is the cost going to come from them?
No, 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 it would be out of the city, out of the city.
We would ask the city for it.
So then, because she did, they did tell me the church is struggling. They don't have that many members, so I doubt if they would have the money.
Yes, all churches are. So yes, I would say no, absolutely, we don't end up, we don't need to. It wouldn't cost us anything.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Ours is doing well.
Thank you, Jill. So I resent an email yesterday to the, oh gosh, what is her name? Debbie, help me. The lady at the archive.
Herbert,
thank you. Thank you. Because I think I dropped the ball. She might have gotten back to me, and I just haven't followed up on it. So I resent an email yesterday. I just checked a few minutes ago, and I have not heard back from her. I will stay on top of this so we have some information by the next meeting. I do promise, and I am so sorry. Jill, did you get a chance to attend the meeting at Kaiser School at the foundation, or you were going to go to the building next door regarding the next thing on the informational signage at Kaiser School?
Yeah, we were supposed to meet with Tammy.
Right, and we haven't been able to set up a time. Right. So I was just wondering if you had had a chance yet.
No.
No? Okay.
We're kind of waiting for all three of us to have
to get on the same page.
Unless you want me to meet without you. But I was kind of hoping you and I could do it together.
So, right now, I can't do anything. My owner is left for hunting yesterday and is gone for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm literally in the building for the next 14 days. Once he gets back, which I believe is the I think is the 16th of Monday, Debbie. Actually, it's right.
15th.
The 15th?
Oh, yeah, 15th October. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to email Tammy and see if we can set up a time on October 15th?
I've got plans that day.
Do you?
Well, unless we do it really early or late in the afternoon.
It wouldn't matter. Whatever works
okay.
for you, because
right.
I can take that day off.
I can
off.
Do that. All right.
Okay. So Jill's going to email Tammy about setting up a meeting on October 15th.
And that'll be, okay.
Yes. We've been emailing back and forth, and Tammy was here, and Jill was there, and I was there, and nobody's been on the same book, let alone page.
Okay.
Informational signage at Schoolhouse Square. So I followed up with them again yesterday. He did respond back to me, letting me know there has been a change in upper management. Yeah, and so that's why they haven't responded back yet. He is going to contact them and see if this is a possible option. But he also did say, what were we talking about? And I told him until we met with the school, we didn't really know what we wanted to do. So on that one. We were talking about one like that size.
But
that's my
bad.
But are
we also putting it on the building there, too, or making a
separate
pole?
Well, and they said no on nothing on the building.
They did?
Yes, that's a no-no on the building.
Okay, now they agreed.
Okay.
No, I think it's obvious we can't put it on the building.
Yeah, no, they do not want it on the building.
Okay.
Yeah, only because they're trying to get a tenant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can put this on the back burner.
And once a tenant takes over, then maybe that would be an option.
Okay, we can still meet with Tammy and get
it all made
and everything. And
at least see if,
And actually, I think, I suppose that is a good way to put it at both places. I was thinking you could have a different sign at each place. One, showing the one at the Schoolhouse Square could show what everything looked like before the move and then what it looks like now. The one at the school could maybe show
Right.
Of the same signs.
Well, that was the idea, was one there and one here.
For the same sign.
Yeah.
Okay.
But different pictures on each. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, having different, one to pick the move, one talk about, school history. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, origination of street names, neighborhood history, Rhonda
and
Jennifer.
I have been working on trying to understand the scope of this project. And I have quite a few questions that I think we all need to discuss a little bit.
Cool.
So what is the difference between a development and a neighborhood? Because I had to go and look up my mortgage paperwork to even figure out where I live.
Right.
So I think we need to define what a neighborhood is as a structure so that I know what direction this project's going?
Help me out if I'm wrong, but I think that the neighborhood history was taking it back to when Kaiser was became a city, correct?
Well, my understanding is we have certain neighborhoods.
Right, Palmacia, right.
Neighborhood, and you would research who McNary is and what McNary that the neighborhood is named after. The other one is Gubser. I don't know where that name comes from, and that's what you would, and then what are some others? Well, you have Southeast Kaiser, that doesn't have a name.
Right.
Basically, I think you have two names, right?
Right. You're right. The West Kaiser.
That makes it way easier.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
It's the other thing is streets, though. There's a lot of streets with them, and there's a lot of history. There's reasons for those.
Well, we have the meadows too.
Oh, and Park Meadow, exactly.
The development process, because usually the developer names the street.
Well, and that was my next question. Can I go ahead and email the city planners with these type of questions? Is that okay?
Of course.
Okay, I didn't know, and I'm new, so I didn't want to step on any.
No, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Totally, totally fine.
So just the old, we're looking at old Kaiser.
Old, new, why was it, originally, and like Bob said, Park Meadow?
Right.
The meadows out there?
No,
exactly.
The well, and then there's the the wine district
right,
up behind, above there, but that's
right,
a newer one.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's the type of
but
thing.
It's still a neighborhood, exactly. And a good thing, too, could maybe go into some of the neighborhood association meetings and talking
right.
with them
to
see
what
they...
I was starting to look at, the Marion County, tax
the lots. Right.
And I was trying to start figuring it out, and then I had so many questions. I was just like,
right.
Okay, I need to be... scope down because my mentality is huge.
Right.
But it's like, I fully understand the old Kaiser, that's all respect, no big deal. But should we look into the vineyards? Because when, and all of that.
It's still Kaiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Literally, it's still Kaiser.
And
isn't
the McLeod. How did it get to be named? How did, why was it called that?
Right, right.
Was
it the developer?
It is the developer. I know that for a fact.
Right, new Kaiser.
Yes.
But old Kaiser, why, and I don't mean, I'm just throwing it out there. We all know why Claggett is Claggett.
Right.
But.
We do.
Why Claggett.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's true. We're assuming. You're correct.
This is why you need to assume that nobody knows anything. You need to make it for everybody.
Well, and that
somebody who just moves into the city, they might want to know, well, who was Claggett? Why is it named Claggett? What's Shumawa mean?
Right.
River Road is clear. Why is it? But you have a lot of others. Cummings. Who's Cummings?
Right.
Right. And those were my type of questions. I started going and going and going, and I'm like, okay. Now I just need. Now that makes perfect sense.
Perfect.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that works.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm going to start volunteering at Cummings Elementary. Is that an area, Cummings? Is there?
That's Palmacia.
Well, I think a lot of times they designate neighborhoods by the school.
Because I could find out some information about the Cummings.
Yeah, I think it's technically Palmacia,
but
it's sometimes referred to
as
Sunset. It's sometimes referred
to
as Cummings.
Well, and I always wondered, because Palmacia, I think, starts at Cummings, right at the north side, and I think it ends at Shumawa. I think that's, but I'm not for sure. Does it go down to Rivercrest? See, that would be more.
Well,
to
and
find
I was
out.
Also
yeah.
looking at the Nextdoor app and how the people have defined their neighborhoods, and then on other sites and how they're different. And then I was like, okay, what is the structure of a neighborhood?
I don't think you need to worry about any boundaries.
Okay.
Just the names. That's all we're interested in, is finding out why things are named what they are and who they're named after and a little bit of history.
And then why they named the streets what they did. Yeah.
See, I think that's a developer.
I think from the newer, the 60s on up, I probably is, but back when McNary was first built, was it?
I don't know.
I don't either. It was built in, 54?
But I would think the planners could give me a little more.
When was McNary built? Does anybody know when McNary was built?
60s. Oh, the high school?
Yeah,
it,
60s.
It,
60s,
it,
wasn't
it just celebrated its 50th anniversary, so.
So it was 68?
60s.
Wow, I thought it was older than that. For some reason, I had 59 in my brain.
Because when I went to high school, there was only North and South. And, oh, and McNair, no, McNary was there. And I went to high school in the 70s. So.
You're as old as I am.
Damn.
I was in high school in the 70s. So I was in high school in the 70s.
So thank you for all your guys' help with that.
Do you want the information?
I think there's a lot of information, and I think it's going to get really muddy really fast.
Yeah, I think anything you might be able to pick up from the school and email her, if nothing else, she could follow up on it.
Okay, I can just find out a little history about Cummings in the area, and you can do what you want with it.
And then are we going to have, like, a pamphlet with this information? Or?
We haven't got that far.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
I don't know what they want to do with it yet.
We'll figure that out when we're done. You never know. Moving on to Facebook.
I'm trying to poke around on Facebook to understand how to promote our page without a fee. And it's not easy.
Right. If we all invited our contacts.
That's what I did.
Mm-hmm. I did a little bit of that.
I invited all my Kaiser contacts to like it.
I think I've done it once, but I haven't done it for like 2 years now.
I've done it a couple times. Every so often I'll send a thing to everybody. Yeah.
But I think we're up to 300 people or something like that. So it's slowly growing. We could also post it on the Kaiser Facebook page and see what happens there too.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps it current, right?
Oh, the other thing, did you add, Debbie had mentioned adding the Northwest or the Kaiser area, what are the neighborhood
the Kaiser area neighborhood associations, inviting them to like our page?
Yeah,
I missed that, but I will make sure that happens.
Put their Facebook pages,
Follow them and we'll.
Follow them and, kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
And I think there's three of them.
Yep.
Gubser's West and Southeast.
Southeast, West Kaiser, and Greater Gubser.
Okay.
And then what was the other one? Oh, we already go to City of Kaiser on our web. I believe we're already tagged with City of Kaiser, and I think that was all of them.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that would really help.
So. Okay, well, I'll see what I can do.
And that's what I was gonna do at the last meeting, and then you offered to take over, so I'll let you take care of it. I'm so glad you are.
I will do this part this week.
Huh?
I'll do this part this week.
We just got a new like.
So not that it matters and not that this needs to be on the minutes, but Jill and I both were up to not be on this committee, and they meet next Thursday, and we're both
going to re-up.
Continued, so there'll always still be a quorum. We were both worried there would never be a quorum.
So we'll continue here for another 3 years.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Willamette University, Liesl. Not here. Did we hear anything from her?
Uh-oh.
Miss Ashley, Longitude 123.
So unfortunately, I don't have really any update. I just emailed David the surveyor again today.
Thank you.
So hopefully I'll hear back. He's not the greatest at responding. I know someone else is working with him too on.
He responds to me really fast.
Okay, so
probably just because he doesn't recognize
probably
your name.
Probably not.
Maybe poke at him.
So,
okay,
but yeah,
I just got an email then.
And let it give him her name.
Okay. Yeah, so
please.
I can do that.
And thank you.
I am not.
Okay. No.
So maybe, Jill, since you seem to have a
rapport
with David, why don't you work with her through November, and then you can take this over.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the beginning of this.
She's not renewing, re-upping, Ashley.
Ashley.
So if you would want to step in. And because she's in November, she's done.
Oh, sure. Yeah, not a problem.
I started OSU this fall full-time, so I just
and you're not going to have time, really.
I don't have time for anything anymore, so.
Well, do you want me just to be the contact then instead? Or do you want to talk to him?
Well, until November, I can be the contact, but.
That way you two can work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What
you've gotten so far. All right,
November. Always better than none.
I'd have two more, right? October and November?
Yep.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you were already in October,
Almost.
Okay. But no cigar.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Oral history updates.
We don't have
anybody doing oral history.
Gotta love it.
And we haven't. Did you get a chance to talk to Anita at all?
I tried.
You tried?
Our personalities do not gel.
Okay. I just didn't know where she was in the process if she let you know. Okay.
She wanted me to give her permission to do all kinds of things, and I just did not feel comfortable being brand new.
That's
excuse me, but she is the only one that's done anything with the Oral History Project ever, and she has done an excellent job. And I think we should give her full rein. If she is willing to go out and work and
maybe just have her come in once a month and give us a report.
She doesn't want to meet, that's the whole point. But maybe every quarter.
She meets
friends with them, and she goes to the trouble of getting pictures with them, and I mean her oral history or interview
has been the best so far. Yes. Yes.
And I think if she wants to work behind the scenes, that we should just say yes, absolutely, more power to you.
Jennifer, would you want to meet with her and say, hey, would you be interested in doing this?
I can try.
And you can just float me a boat. And
if Jennifer's not comfortable,
I can do it.
I don't have her contact.
But
just ask her if she can meet up, like every quarter. And give us a report if she would still be interested in doing these, if this is something. Feel her out, basically.
Jill, you're going to do that?
I'm going to see if I still have her. I don't know if I deleted her when she left.
I think I got rid of her.
No, I still have her.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I have her phone number.
If you would like to feel her out and see if that's an option.
Okay. I can do that.
And praise her first that she's the best ever.
I know.
Yada, yada, yada. You know how that is.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
Well, we give her that award. For
right?
doing that?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you. Okay, Claggett Creek Watershed Council Story Map Project, Bob.
Okay. I finally got together with the Claggett Creek Watershed Council. It took me a while to get with Matt to find out when they met. And by the time I did, they had already met for that month. So I had to wait till first part of this month. Because they meet the first Wednesday?
Of each month.
They have kind of a random schedule, Bob.
Yeah.
And it is on our website, but I have here in my notes to send that to you.
Their next one is October 7th at 5:30.
Be able to attend it?
I might be a little late, but I could also ask that they put the watershed count, the story map at the
end of their agenda.
Yeah. They've got, I can't remember his last name, but Richard, the owner of the 911 supply store.
Oh, right.
He is now going to be doing their aerial mapping with his drone. They did have Jason from Salem Aerial Photography was going to be doing it, but he has gotten too busy with his business.
Right.
And so Richard has been running drones for several years. He got his license because he does it through the police department. He works, so he uses his drone for that. So he's volunteered to help them do their mapping, aerial mapping of the thing. So we're still in the basic map. Or the basic outline of what they're wanting to do. They're not even sure what they want to do with the storyboards yet, but I'm now the official liaison for us to them for this project.
Thank you. We so appreciate that. That's so exciting.
Yeah, when I finally made contact with Matt, he says, yeah, if he can be there, I've got you on the agenda. It's like, okay, I'll be there.
You're right. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Any other business this evening?
I do.
Yes, Missy.
It was brought up at the last meeting that Dave may have the location of the John Brooks Kaiser house.
Oh, right.
So I asked Dave about it, and he said, he goes, well, he doesn't think T.D. Kaiser's house was at Wallace Park. but he never got back to me on where yet. So, but he did give me John Brooks. Now, I'm not an archaeologist, or whatever you call it, mapper person.
Topographer?
Whatever the heck
that's
is.
That's a mapper.
Well, he said it is 100 feet west of shoreline. Oh, wait a minute, wrong one.
Shoreline, okay. Which part?
100 feet west of shoreline on Cummings, then 66 feet north of Cummings. Now, I can't visualize that.
So that's, that's about a lot, about a lot west of shoreline and about half a lot.
Isn't that area between the school and?
Is it on the other side of the church?
What are we talking about? Where's my map?
Oh, thank you for pulling that up. I'm not going to do it.
Shoreline and
Cummings. Shoreline and Cummings. Oh, shoreline. That's way at the end of
Cummings.
Yeah. The other way. Okay.
It's close to the. Sounds like it's close to the river.
Yeah.
West of shoreline.
But 60 feet.
66 feet north of Cummings.
But Cummings does Cummings cross shoreline?
Yes.
Yes.
It does? Okay, I don't know my
story. Well, it.
So,
yes.
here's where they kind of meet. So it's about, because an average house lot is about 100 feet wide. So it's about one lot in and then about a half a lot up. So,
it's probably close to where that house is there on the corner where they foster all those people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wet. You said it was west of shoreline?
100 feet west of shoreline on Cummings and 66 feet north of Cummings.
Okay, so it's up here side.
It is that house.
It's that house area right there where the big windows are, where all the cars used to park and they had to put up the yellow strips so that they wouldn't park there. Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, it's like right
cool
there.
Well, we were just looking in to see if we wanted to do something to make it as a historical marker or not for that property. And that's why I had asked Dave.
Right.
So, okay.
If anything would be done, it would be something because there's the Palmacia signs and everything too are in that area.
So I don't know.
Something we could work on later, maybe. Okay. But that's good to know.
Okay.
Thank you, Jill.
Yeah.
Roland is in Eugene tonight at League of Oregon Cities or something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
League of Cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
League of Oregon Cities.
Oh, Oregon City?
Yeah.
I have business.
Thank you. Oh, yay.
This year, Council is putting, or Main Chamber is putting on this building better boards.
I have already confirmed to attend. I attend at 3.
I can put you down, so you'll need to sign up.
Okay. I attended about 3.5, 4 years ago. It's amazing for those that are new to boards.
I don't know if I've ever been to one.
You've never done it. It's a really, you learn a lot. You really do.
Well,
last year, we had one last year, but I think maybe it conflicted. It had a date that didn't work for you last year. Jill.
Isn't that something like you learn the Robert's Rules of Order?
No.
That's our committee training that our city attorney does.
Oh, okay.
This is different from that. This is more general, or it has more to do with the financial and as far as I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lori, at the Arts Commission meeting, she said, you want to go to this because that way you'll learn what you need to learn so you won't get sued. I am not sure that anybody on a volunteer
kind of what you can say and what you can't say.
Yeah, kind of that. Yeah.
And it does tell you how you're supposed to lead a meeting and responsibilities, and it's pretty cool. If you haven't done it, you really should.
Well, I kind of know.
I'm doing it just because I want to refresh and make sure there's nothing new. I'm finding. Yeah, I'm finding that.
It's always good.
Everything seems to be changing every 6 months, so just might as well.
And that was October 18th?
It is.
Okay.
Doors open at 4:45, light meal at 5, meeting is 5:30 to 8:30. It's here.
Yeah.
And did Roland send a report or anything?
No.
Okay.
Looks like I'll miss the dinner.
I got a commitment.
Yeah, okay. See, I think that happened last year, too.
Me, too. I have a 5 o'clock commitment.
Yeah.
My little will be destroyed, so commitment. We're good.
Yeah.
Same thing as today.
I'll get that in a minute.
Okay. All right, unless there's anything else, it is 6:30 and the meeting is adjourned.